1-800-259-9237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. Happy Friday night to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything. 1-800-259-9231. That's the point of Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything you want. And the show usually is live.
It's amazing how we ended up with a name like Free Talk Live and people are free to call in and talk about whatever they want.
That's right. Although we do have an hour of the show every night that is not live, and that's the 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time hour, although my sources tell me that we're going to be live fully all 3 hours from 7 to 10 by the end of this month.
I look forward to that.
I can't announce the exact day, but I can say that right now it's looking like it might be before Christmas.
So yeah, a nice little Christmas present.
A little early gift for you listeners out there, and of course if you're out there listening to the show, and you've been here before, we appreciate you coming back. If it's your first time, bear with us here. Get ready, because you're going to experience something a little bit different. Something that's not amongst the norm in typical, I guess you could say, cookie-cutter conservative talk radio.
I'd say that's so.
1-800-259-9231. Anything goes on this show. We're not going to screen out your phone call because we don't want to talk about your subject. We're not afraid of any issue here, whether it be a political one or whether you want to just talk about, I don't know, a personal problem. Maybe you've got some sort of conflict going on with your significant other and you want to get some other opinions, some outside opinions, some third parties who don't know you and don't know your significant other. Call us up, 1-800-259-9231. I do mean anything. You can also email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your email live on the air. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Also, log on. Now, I know you said there's been some, an interesting new post on the BBS? Because I've been running around like crazy today. I haven't had a chance to actually log in. Normally, I log in there at least twice a day.
Yeah, I was just looking at the BBS and
we're up to 198 users. I noticed that.
I guess it's going to be tomorrow.
I know we're going to hit 200 by the end of tomorrow night. Of course, we are a 6-night-a-week program.
Tomorrow's our big night, isn't it?
Tomorrow's the most affiliates. Yeah, we have the most people tuned in on Saturday night. But nonetheless, we're available Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And we also have a Saturday night show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. If you don't get all of those shows in your area of the country, call up your local talk station. If they are carrying some of us, thank them for carrying us, what they do carry, and then ask them to carry the full show. 7 to 10 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and Saturday from 8 to 10. So, tonight, coming up, we got a lot to talk about. And, of course, we hardly ever have time to get to any of it. I do have an email that we're gonna kick the show off with here first, but I have a follow-up, actually. Earlier this week, we had an email come in from Skyler,
mm-hmm.
and he had a bit of a nasty little sales experience with a certain company that has to do with invention technology, let's say. And we're going to follow up on that because there's more to talk about.
Really?
More details about this company and the kind of inside workings of how they do their, gig. We won't call it a scam because it's a legal operation, but we'll tell you about what one of the former employees of this company has to say. It's very interesting.
I'm interested now.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna have to hold on because we have an email from Chris. And again, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. You want to interrupt the show anytime? Feel free. 800-259-9231. Chris says, "Dear folks at Free Talk Live," and that would be me and Manwich.
Ian and Manwich.
That's right. He says, "I'm a listener in the Kansas City area. Get your program on KCXL 1140.
We love KCXL.
We love KCXL and their listeners. He also says, "In general, you have a great show. I'm also a thinking conservative libertarian who shares most of your views on a much smaller, less intrusive government. I was a bit torn tonight having to agree with both of you on the issue of NASA." And he's talking about, this is what we talked about last night. He says he agrees that the private sector is much better at doing anything than the government. I have to side with Manwich, though, that NASA had its time and place in history when the private sector could and would not have ventured into unknown realms without without a hint.
Manwich fans everywhere.
Without a hint of a guarantee that dividends could be reaped, or is that raped, from the process. Let's take issue with that statement, because private industry, private investors, are known for taking risks. You don't make money if you don't take risk. I mean, for the most part, wouldn't you say that's kind of like an axiom of business? The more risk you take, usually the greater the reward.
I think you have to take a certain level of risk, and then a level of risk beyond that is just foolishness.
Okay, I agree with that. But nonetheless, if you don't take very much risk, you're probably not going to be doing very... I mean, you're probably going to be flipping burgers at McDonald's.
That much is true.
Whereas if you want to take some risk, pony up some of your own dough and invest it in your own business, there's a darn good chance you're going to fail and lose your money. Now, NASA has a countless string of failures, don't they?
Yeah, they're miserable failures.
I mean, I would say the failures outnumber the successes 20 to 1. Now, if that was a private company...
That's a lot, I don't know.
If that was a private company, they'd be out of business. Because they'd be bankrupt. And then their investors would be maybe flat on their ass, and they wouldn't have any money left, and they'd have to go flip burgers at McDonald's to earn a little bit more. But in the case of NASA, they send up a multi-billion dollar space cruiser up to Mars, or whatever they call them, the little buggies that went around on Mars for like 2 days and then crapped out.
I'm not sure. Moon buggies?
Yeah, I don't know. They sent these things up to Mars, cost billions of dollars, and poof, bye-bye. And that's just one example. Who loses on that deal, Manlish?
Taxpayers.
Yeah, that's everybody. That's me, that's you, that's everybody who's paying taxes in this country. And we didn't have a choice. NASA didn't come to my front door and knock, knock, knock. Hello? Yeah, we're trying to raise some money so we can go to space and go to Mars. We really want to put this buggy up on Mars. It's going to cost billions of dollars. Will you contribute some money to our fund? No, I didn't have that choice. They just took my money. They came to my front door with weapons and took my money and put it into their crappy little buggy, sent it off to who knows where, and now that money's gone. And I can't spend it, and I can't choose how to spend it. And I think that Chris is absolutely wrong here. Private companies make investments all the time without guarantees. He's saying that they
not
wouldn't
in
have invested.
Certain areas of, I mean, there's some areas that are just so unexplored that it doesn't make any sense for private companies to make investments in them. And one of those areas would be, like, space.
Dude, there's so many people who are nutty about space that would be happy to pony up voluntarily their own funds to support efforts like this. Do you not believe that?
No, I don't.
Well,
if
you don't believe it, then that's... Okay, then that's just a perfect reason why we shouldn't be funding space travel, because if most people wouldn't want to fund it, then it's anti-democratic to actually fund it over and above their beliefs, right?
I suppose.
Right, so what you're telling me is that that 51% of America doesn't think it's a good idea, yet you go ahead and be done anyway, right? Because Manwich thinks it's a good idea.
I just like NASA.
Manwich thinks NASA's great, and Manwich thinks space travel's really important. Well, there's people out there that think welfare programs are great, and they're really important, and that minority gets to control us, too. So you're just being a controlling son of a bitch, aren't you, Manwich?
Why don't you finish up with your email,
all right,
punk?
All right. So, he says, in agreement with Manwich, I would propose that without the governmental support of Spain, Columbus would have never found private sector support for his ventures to the New World. Well, I think that'd probably be a good thing, since he was a mass murderer. Actually, he was just looking for a shortcut to India, not a New World, but that's a discussion for another day. Yeah, and he was a killer. Government funding of ambitious projects with dubious outcomes will always be with us. I certainly hope not. That's why I want to move to the Free State, New Hampshire, freestateproject.org, and make a difference about that, pull out of as many government programs as possible. He says, I believe that this is not an entirely bad thing. Sometimes it pays off, sometimes not. You know, Chris, I'd like you to email us again and let me know when government funding has paid off. Let me know what the wonderful advances have been as a result of government-funded space travel, government-funded health research. I'm curious. I'd love to hear about it because I don't know of any. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you have an answer to that question. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231, it's your show, you take control, bring up anything you want, politics, personal items, whatever it is you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And let's go right to the phones, because this is, again, the show about your calls. Let's go to Mike in Venice, I believe our former co-host, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Exactly. How you doing, Ian?
Hey, man. Good
evening. Hey, Manwich. What's going
happening?
On? Hey, you know, I just wanted to make a comment about the whole NASA thing. You know, personally, I think NASA is just a waste of time and money. I mean, it's a good thing to, I suppose, send up a space shuttle from time to time and do experiments in Earth's orbit and find out how, you know, certain things work in a non-gravity sort of way, and you know how experiments work out and how that can maybe benefit man. But you know, come to think of it, you know, on Earth we have gravity, so you know, not all of these experiments are necessarily things that are going to completely and fully benefit us here on Earth.
Well, it's a neat idea to go up and do all sorts of experiments. First of all, the government experiments haven't really proven very fruitful. They haven't really brought us any technology of any sort to speak of. But nonetheless, I think it's a neat idea, and I don't think that, you know, I think that if there was a private space exploration, space experimentation organization out there, I don't think they'd have any problem recruiting, voluntarily getting all the geeks of America to give up some money and do it on, you know, do it on their own, privately fund that kind of experimentation. I don't think you and I should have to pay for it.
Oh, most definitely not. And, you know, and the funny thing is that, again, I look at NASA as, you know, eventually we here on Earth are going to exhaust our resources. So we are, I would presume, going to have to look to venturing out to other celestial bodies within our solar system.
I don't know if that's true, that we're going to exhaust our resources on Earth. What makes you say that?
Well, let me just say that I have read stuff on the Internet, and again, this is just things that I've read on the Internet that say that we are exhausting our fossil fuel supplement. So, I mean, you know, that will allow us to have gasoline and so forth and so on. So, you know, you wonder why we haven't already taken the step toward adapting our technology, you know, because we're so damn intelligent. Why is it that we do not look forward to obtaining other sources of energy?
Well,
we've had solar panels and stuff set up out in like Death Valley and crap, and you know, we're developing fuel cells and so forth and so on. I mean, there are other means by which that we can derive energy from, and
yeah.
Why is it that we choose to drag our ass and not do so?
I would say the reason why is probably because the government has some vested interest in the oil industry. They're all kind of oil players, and so they want to see this oil thing happen for as long as possible.
Oh, gee, like Dick Cheney, Halliburton, that
right.
sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly like that. So
yeah.
It's just a matter of having a big government, and the big government is saying, well, we're just going to stick with oil for now. The rest of you guys, you just stand back, because cars are only going to run off of gasoline until we say so. That sort
right.
of thing. I mean, they have a lot of pull, especially when it comes to the automotive industry, because the automotive industry is so heavily regulated. But I think that if we actually had a free market in this country, which we don't, we have a semi-free market, then we'd have a free market in energy, and that could result in. I know that we had Skyler call in one night a long time ago talking about cold fusion and how we could power a whole city from somebody's basement off of a few drops of water or something crazy like that. I mean, so who knows where energy could go if government wasn't involved?
Most definitely.
I mean, if in most areas of this country, I think there's probably what we have here in the Tampa Bay region, and that is there's the one select power company that you can get your power from.
FPL.
Here it's FPL, somewhere else it's some other company, because they have this government-approved monopoly that allows them to be the only game out there. You cannot pick up a phone, call the competing power company or three other competing power companies, get quotes, and sign up for their service. You can't do that with power, and if you could, then that would mean there'd be competition. That would mean power prices would be dropping instead of going up. And who knows what sort of developments would come from that?
Most definitely.
I don't know if I want the energy sector completely unregulated.
You're such a scaredy cat.
Why not?
The reason is I don't think that it's such a great idea for some guy to start up a nuclear power plant in his basement, you know, and blow up the entire city.
All right, well, you don't need a nuclear power plant, let me tell you why.
But if he wasn't regulated, then he could.
Living in New Hampshire, where I lived for a number of years before I relocated here to Florida, there was a gentleman who had a large piece of property, had a very large stream or river running through his property. He had a water wheel
mm-hmm.
set up on the side of his house. He was actually selling power back to the public service of New Hampshire, the electric company.
That's great.
At a fee.
Yeah, that's cool. Now,
so I mean,
I think Manwich is kind of being the guy who blows things all way out of proportion. You're like the guy who says, well, if we didn't have regulation, there'd be people with cannonballs in their front yards.
I'm just telling you.
What about the guy who built the 40-story house that's fallen over onto my house? I mean, it's totally out of control, as though you, Manwich, or someone else with your level of knowledge is going to be able to, look up the plans for a nuclear reactor on the internet and make build the home version or something?
All I'm saying is that nuclear power plants probably need a certain level of regulation.
I don't know, man. Look what happened over in Chernobyl. Well, I'm pretty sure that was pretty heavily regulated, right?
Yeah, by a communist government. Which, well,
what's the difference between them and ours? We're going that direction.
I would say that
we have Three Mile Island,
competent.
Right?
You know, I just don't think that your regulation is going to protect anybody. Regulation has never protected anyone. The only thing regulation has ever done is protected existing business interests. That's why it exists. It's protection against people that want to get their start in an industry. And it applies to the power industry just like it applies to the motorcycle industry, just like it applies to any industry.
Well, I definitely think we should have other options as far as electricity goes. I mean, if I don't want to have one electric company A, I should be able to have electric company B or electric company C. I should be able to choose who my carrier is. But I think that, you know, a certain level of regulation seems to make sense unless you can figure out some way to have these things regulated without government control.
Well, yeah, you can have anything regulated without government control. It's just all done voluntarily. That the companies would have an incentive to have themselves checked out by some sort of power consumer reporting agency so they can put their seal of approval on it. Just like there's some people have the Better Business Bureau seal on their businesses and that sort of thing.
There have been lots of companies in the past that have done things, before regulation really went in. I mean, for instance, in my neighborhood, we're worrying about groundwater contamination from mercury. Apparently, some company that made something chemical dumped a bunch of mercury in the ground.
They were probably leasing the land from government. That typically is the way private companies pollute because they don't tend to pollute their own property. So when government leases or rents land to companies, they don't care. They're just like renters in a house.
Well,
when they're done with
the lease, how the FDA into how the government steps in, we see how poorly the FDA regulates these new drugs that come out on the
marketplace. It's just a big joke.
Right.
Mike, we got to run, man. Thank you for the call. It's good hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control and bring up anything that's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. If your personal Santa has put an all-terrain vehicle under your tree, hold on, Easy Rider. Before you hit the snowy trail, I'll tell you how to keep your off-road excursions merry and bright when I come back. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Before you go over the river and through the woods this season in an all-terrain vehicle, consider this. Last year's data indicates that almost 114,000 spent time in emergency rooms due to ATV accidents. So before you hit the trail, let the ride principles prevail. R. Read the owner's manual. Really. I. Inspect equipment for defects or abnormalities. D. Don't take chances. Always wear a helmet and other protective gear approved by the Department of Transportation or certified by an even more stringent spec, the Snell certification. And E. Enroll in an ATV safety education program. Ho, ho, ho! Happy trails! I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231, the show where you can take control and bring up anything, whether it be political or personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. In the chat room, by the way, you can log in at freetalklive.com and get in our chat room. There's people hanging out in there all the time during the show. There's also the bulletin board system with almost 2,000 posts, almost 200 members, so be sure you check that out. There's the archive, the last 6 days' worth of the show, all there for you to download at your convenience. There's the Shrine of Female Listeners, and we have a new Shriner that I'm going to put up this weekend.
Oh, boy, I haven't seen this picture.
No, you haven't. It's Alice, as a matter of fact, and she's one of our bulletin board system members. I don't think... Actually, she did call the show once, I think.
Yes.
So she's going to be our newest Shriner, which is really cool. It's like, all of a sudden, boom, Shriners are coming in like crazy, man. This is cool.
Well, we've got a bunch of radio stations now. It's not like just one.
Let's go right back to the phones, Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Well, Bert Rutan has a nickname for NASA. He calls it Naysay.
And why is that?
Since they're always saying no. I mean, they don't want anything to go up into space.
You mean anything besides their ships?
Yeah, it's all that regulation and whatnot. I call them the National Against Space Administration.
Because they want to have a monopoly on it, right?
Right. I mean, look at the trouble they're giving Bert Rutan. Oh, well, your rocket doesn't have a blah, 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 and how come you blah, blah, blah.
Now, wait, who's Bert Rutan?
He's the guy that fired off the Spaceship One, the private space flight, yeah.
So what? What kind of crap? I'm not aware of this. What kind of crap are they giving him?
Well, I don't know all the details. I just know that they've been holding him back some.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as I expected them to. Now, I worry that he runs his mouth off a lot. He calls them naysay. He talks about them like they're the competition.
Right.
Well, they're competition that has control over the rules, or some control over the rules, and they may stamp out their competition.
Mm. You know, and they probably will if they can pull it off, because they're going to be made to look like fools if private industry starts to get a hold of space. I mean, already, in my opinion, they have, because, I mean, what's the size of Spaceship One in relation to the space shuttle?
Well, the cost is $25 million compared to, I believe, $1 billion.
And the size is much smaller as well. I mean,
the Spaceship One costs less to build than the space shuttle costs to launch each time.
God.
Now, what
amazing?
What besides tourism does space have to offer?
Cheap energy.
From the standpoint of Spaceship One, I mean, there's really nothing for them to do except, you know, fly up there and scoot around and come back.
They're just showing off.
Well, they're at a point where the U.S. government was in the 50s,
right?
Where they were firing rockets straight up, straight back down. That's all Spaceship One does. But that's the first step you take on the path to orbital.
Sure.
Right. Once you've got something that can get into orbit cheap, you've changed the whole dynamics of space. Right now it costs, $300 an ounce to get something into space.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could break that down to $10 an ounce, then people could go.
Absolutely.
Then there'd be a bunch of junk up there, wouldn't there?
Yeah, that's true. But there might also be garbage scows up there.
Exactly. You can't predict, Manwich, right now, what the free market would offer us in space.
I can't imagine.
You can sit here and ask what it could be, and we could come up with some. We could come, you know, Dave and I could come up with what we think might happen, but what we think might happen doesn't have anything to do with that, what actually could.
Well, it seems really. I mean, the whole idea that we managed to land somebody on the moon is just crazy anyway. I mean, they shoot a rocket up there, and then they orbit the moon.
It's all mathematics, really.
And then they land something down there, and then that thing shoots off from the moon and comes back. It's a wild story just to imagine.
Well, of course, there have been allegations that it actually didn't happen.
And I'm not, I don't know, I could believe those. Like, I'm not much of one to go with conspiracy theories. But I could believe that we didn't really land on the moon just because it's so hard.
We've looked at those allegations before on this show, and some of them seem pretty powerful. The NASA people have rebutted them pretty well, though, so I'm really kind of in the middle. I mean, I wouldn't put it past our government to fake something like that, to make it look like they won the space race. Wouldn't put it past them at all.
But then Russia would have had to have faked their stuff, too, right? Well, they never did land anybody on the moon.
No, they never did.
Hey, actually, I knew Jim Irwin.
Who's that?
He was on Apollo 14, I think. He went to my church. He died about 15.
Did they trick him into thinking that he landed on the moon?
I don't think so. I think he was
there.
They
drove him around in the back of a truck for a while.
Yeah, I don't think he was making it up. He was a pretty credible guy. Hey, I have one more thing to share with you guys.
Yes, sir.
Another Liberty update from New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, huh? The Free
State. We're having a UN flag burning.
Oh, boy.
Good old-fashioned UN flag burning.
Now, this is something good old-fashioned. I've never heard of anyone doing something like that
before.
Well,
actually, I cannot claim that this is going to be the first. There was another. We were inspired by the freedom lovers in Montana. They had a flag burning about a month or two ago because something with the state government flying the UN flag, so the Montana freedom lovers went and burned it or something like that.
You know, I say borrow from the best. There's nothing wrong with lifting some ideas. That's great. That's a great idea.
Exactly.
Now you're promoting this event, is that right?
Yeah, we have someone already delegated to kind of talk to the press about it. Trying to send out press releases and stuff like that. And I'm a big talk radio guy, so I call a lot of talk radio stations and just be the media myself.
Where are you guys going to be doing this?
We don't know yet, and we're not even sure when. It's tentatively December 18th, but we may have to push it back because, as you can well imagine, we don't have any UN flags lying around in our closet.
Yeah, you gotta find some.
You can always draw one.
We gotta make sure it'll burn too.
Yeah, if you make your own. You know, get a piece of cloth and just draw with some markers or something like that. I think it's the statement that really counts, not necessarily that it's an actual replica of the UN flag.
If the press is going to be there taking pictures, you want a real UN flag.
Yeah, all right, that's true.
Who knows if they'll show up or not, but we'll invite them.
All right, Dave. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Nothing I can think of.
Hey, dude, thanks for the call. Good hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231, and we're going to break the rules.
All right. There's a rule?
The rule is one call per night.
Okay.
What? And, we're doing one call per night now?
And, yep, that's the new rule. So we're going
to
bring you...
Because you're
a former co-host,
oh.
Breaking the rules for you.
All right. Well,
it's Mike back
that.
On Free Talk Live. Go ahead and finish your thoughts.
I didn't exactly get to the point that I wanted to.
Well, hit it now.
Well, first, I would like to say that, based on what I was just hearing, I wonder why we have not gone back to the moon since 1969.
Who knows? It's NASA's deal, and we can't predict what they're going to do or
anyway,
why they do what they do.
Something that I had talked to you about on a more personal basis off the air is the fact that, I had recently gone to the doctors and found out that, my overabundance in drinking has basically placed me in a problem health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Where that if I were to continue to do so, I could probably consider myself to be dead by the time I reach 50.
Well, they do call it intoxication for a reason.
You know, and basically what I wanted to just put out there to anybody who's listening that is, somebody that enjoys...
Put it out there in 30 seconds, dude.
Enjoys going out to drink a lot is that, you got to watch yourself. And otherwise what happens is your body builds up, doesn't necessarily...
You're saying they could be paying the price down the road, right?
Oh, yeah. What happens is your body, anytime you introduce alcohol to your system, it's introduced as a toxin. And
bad news,
do
bad
so,
news.
It'll just screw you up.
We got to run 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. So, yeah, be careful with your body. You only have one of them. 800-259-9231. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony Shortwave Car Stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony Shortwave Car Stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less graying hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right now and order New Hair and receive up to 2 months free with your order. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432. And take advantage of our risk-free one-year guarantee. Call now. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You call in and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, anything goes, whether it be a personal issue or political, something else, something on your mind, whatever. Eggnog. We talked about eggnog last week.
Anything.
Yeah,
anything you want on the show.
Otherwise, we're going to bring up what we want to talk about. And coming up here, I know you want to talk about this Inventech thing, right?
Do I?
Yeah.
Sounds interesting, yeah.
Well, earlier this week, just to recap, one of our best listeners, I think, Skyler, emailed the show. He likes to get interactive with us. He emailed us this audio clip from Inventech, allegedly from Inventech, where this salesperson just tried to tear him a new one. And what had happened was he had submitted an idea. This is one of these companies that basically says they're going to help you get your invention to a manufacturer and get it on the marketplace, if it's a good idea. So he submitted his idea, and they called him back and said, we put it through our rigorous testing process, and it looks like yours just might take the cake. And then they wanted to get $900 or $800 or $900 out of him. And he basically told them, I can't afford it. I'm having a tough time. I live in Florida. I mean, the economy sucks right now. I just don't have that kind of money to put into this. And after, apparently this salesperson was really high pressure, really, I mean, trying to do, you know, call your grandma, call your friends, see if they'll loan it to you, see what, do it, you know, go rob a bank, that kind of thing.
I don't think they offered them that.
No, they didn't say that, but real high pressure kind of pressure sales to get him to actually pony up the $800 or $900 to allegedly get his idea into a trade show. That was the reasoning behind his sense of urgency. He was kind of giving Skyler this sense of urgency, saying, we've got this trade show coming up. You got to give me the money as soon as possible so I can get you into this trade show. Well, Skyler sent another email to me recently here.
The message from the sales person was just lambasting Skyler, telling him that he's been blackballed from the invention industry.
Well, because Skyler told him he wasn't interested, and then apparently this dude called him. Skyler didn't answer the call, and he left a voicemail.
Now, we played it on the air, and it sounds like the sort of message that would get an employee fired, personally. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, anyway, he sent a link to a website called the Ripoff Report, ripoffreport.com.
Okay.
Seems like a pretty cool site. It's kind of like a consumer advocacy site where anybody can come in.
I mean, we don't know anything about this site either.
Right. Well, anybody can come. Well, I did a little bit of research on it. Anybody can basically go and post their bad experiences with any company. Now, the companies are free to respond as well. So if I go, you know, if somebody goes in there and says they had a bad experience dealing with Free Talk Live salesman Manwich, then Manwich, you could actually go on and respond to that. So it's not totally a one-sided website. They allow, I think that's fair of them to do.
Seems fair.
Kind of like how on eBay, when if you post a negative feedback, the auctioneer can respond and say, well, here's the real story, basically. So there's a couple of posts that were done here in regards to Inventech. And again, this is all allegation. We're not saying any of this. We're just reading you what the Internet is saying. And then an ex-employee responded to some other allegations. Some other guy posted that he felt like he was ripped off and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to read what this ex-employee wrote about Inventech. He says that as an
We don't know for certain that this guy was an employee.
No, that's why I'm saying it's all allegation.
Right.
This is all, you know, this may not be, you know, anybody who's anybody.
But it's a news show. And
it's interesting.
We're reporting news.
If you want to interrupt if you want to interrupt this show, you can dial us up at 800-259-9231. We'll go right to your phone call. But this is what the ex-employee of Inventech has to say for the company. It says, as an ex-employee, let me tell you how this really works. Inventech does not steal anyone's ideas. That would be ridiculous and a pointless exercise, because that was the allegation that was made by the angry person earlier on.
Right.
That his idea was stolen. The vast majority of Inventech's clients are dirt poor and would sell their idea for a few grand or so. So why bother stealing it if it was really going to make millions? That misunderstanding is the beauty of the industry. The client thinks that if Inventech was a scam, the scam would be to steal their idea and market it themselves. That's not the scam at all. The scam is to sell them a completely worthless marketing campaign. It's done like this. First, convince the inventor to part with their idea for a free market analysis. And that's what Skyler did. He went that far. He got their free market analysis. This is a meaningless document based on information that anyone can get themselves off the Internet. Second, convince the client that they have a brilliant idea and tell them that they need further research. This costs $845 but can be dropped to $645 if the marketing director really likes the idea. Again, this is a large, impressive, but pointless portfolio document pulled together from generic information and including the major sales point, a nice artist-drawn rendering of their idea. So that's where Skyler got stopped. That's where he stopped and said, whoa, something feels wrong here. I'm just going to put this on hold. So he goes on, this ex-employee, allegedly all of this allegation. He says, third, sell them the marketing campaign. Again, a load of generic but product-modified rubbish. For instance, a CD-ROM, a web page, flyers, etc., and the chance to go to trade shows. This is brilliant. Sure, the company goes to trade shows, but the products are not represented. How could they be? A potential manufacturer would have to sign a non-disclosure, non-compete document in order to even look at a potential product, and who would want to do that and risk legal problems if they already had a similar idea in development? Interesting question.
Excellent question.
He says this marketing campaign costs from $8,450
for a CD-ROM and a website
down to a bottom line of $3,950. There's more. And we'll tell you about it. Coming up,
1-800-259-9231.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. All of this allegation about a certain invention technology company. We're going to come back with more. And if you want to interrupt the show, do it. 800-259-9231. The show's about you and your calls. Free Talk Live. That's what we call it. Free Talk Live.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
You have the power.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You call in and our man on the phones, Jason, will very quickly screen your call. It's just a matter of getting your name, where you're calling from, one word, what do you want to talk about, and how you're listening to the show. Like Brad in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys?
Hey. Excellent, sir.
Well, I just want to give a little comment about these old patent, your invention company things.
Yeah.
I figured we'd get somebody calling in.
Right. Well, my brother's an intellectual property attorney, and he's actually commented to me about this precise thing. He just berates these people because they don't do anything for you at all.
Right.
Like you guys are saying, right. He likened it to, you got it right. But a patent application, you described to me, is pretty expensive. It's like $5,000 to get all the paperwork done and submit it. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, if one of these companies is saying $900, you know, it's nothing, you know.
Yeah, they don't actually claim, this company doesn't actually, according to one of the other posts here on this ripoffreport.com, they never claim to do any sort of patent submission, period. This company, at least. I don't know about the other ones out there.
Right. But these companies do have a lot of television advertisements. You might have seen them yourself.
I've seen them.
If you're watching TV, right?
Yes, I've seen them.
Yeah. It would lead one to believe you didn't know that or read all that fine print. You just call the number and they'll go ahead and get all that patent stuff started for you.
So right.
I see how people would naturally assume so, but
yes,
I would. Fine print says otherwise, right?
I can certainly see why people would assume that. I mean, you know, you got an invention. What's the next step? Get a patent.
Buyer beware. Caveat emptor. You know, you got to read that fine print.
Exactly. Even their ads, you know, on TV say so. You know, you need a patent. Bah. You know, they actually say that.
Really?
That word. Yeah.
Wow.
Need a patent. Call the Invention Submission Corporation. You know, this might be a different one than the one you're talking about.
But. Yeah, this one is InventTech, allegedly. All allegation, of course.
Yeah, maybe they changed their name, huh?
Who knows? I'm sure they wouldn't put it past them. So, anything else on your mind tonight, Brad?
No, that's it, guys. Thanks.
Hey, man, thank you for listening, and log on at freetalklive.com. So let me finish this post here by this ex-employee of InventTech, allegedly an ex-employee. He says, so the marketing campaign that we're talking about, the BS marketing campaign, costs from $8,450 down to $3,950. That's pretty damn pricey for a website. He says, here's why the salesmen, or as they call them, new project directors, earn the big bucks. And this part I kind of needed to read a few times, and I'm not sure if I still understand it, so see if you can follow me on this one, Manwich.
Okay,
he says,
sticking with you.
The client signs everything away, including contracts stating that InventTech has never made anyone any money, and that they basically have no chance of success. This is achieved by some pretty clever closing, some of which I'm very proud of, but feel kind of sick when I think about it, involving convincing the client that the reason for all the zeros on the contract is that the work is subcontracted to a licensing company called International Technology Transfer. We didn't, of course, tell them that this was another division of InventTech. So do you get that?
Sure.
So they just managed to just pull the wool right over these people's eyes and get them to give up all their rights to the invention. After bilking them out of thousands of dollars for a marketing campaign, allegedly.
Apparently. I mean, it doesn't sound like a very, oh my goodness, it's a terrible thing to be doing.
Finally, if the client is not happy, they can get their money back, but only if they sign a confidential termination request. This says that they may not talk to anyone about their experience or business with InventTech, otherwise they will forfeit their money back guarantee. Of course, none of the clients can afford to lose the amount of money they have parted with, so they sign this and can no longer take any recourse or they will be sued. So then InventTech gives them the money back and they get the idea. All allegation, of course, but nonetheless, very interesting. We're going to come back with hour number two in moments. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control and bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
U.S.